The Ghost Ship by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books, 2010. Chapter 1. Spooky Lucy. Lucy Gray wasn't an ordinary 17-year-old girl. She had a special talent. She could sometimes see and talk to ghosts. Lucy hated her unusual powers and tried to keep them a secret. The students at Forest Park High School didn't like Lucy. They called her Spooky Lucy, and they laughed at her behind her back. Lucy's mother was worried because her daughter didn't have any friends. "You never go out in the evenings, Lucy," she said. "You should try harder to make friends with the kids at school." But Mrs. Gray didn't understand how difficult it was. The kids at school were still talking about the last Halloween party. That was the worst night of Lucy's life. The school was full of ghosts that night, and they all wanted to talk to Lucy. "I died here in 1768, said one.
"Tell my wife I'm sorry, said another.
Then they started to walk through the walls. They followed Lucy into the corridor, then into a classroom, and they didn't stop talking. She walked from place to place and covered her ears, but it didn't help. Then she shouted very loudly, "Leave me alone! I don't want to hear you any more!" Suddenly, everybody stopped dancing and stared at her. Lucy ran home in tears. After that, Lucy never went to any more school parties, and only one boy agreed to sit next to her in class. His name was Paul Miller, and he was a new student. He heard the stories about Spooky Lucy, but he didn't care. He liked Lucy because she was intelligent and more interesting than the other girls. Paul was intelligent and good-looking, too. All the girls liked him and tried to get his attention. They sat next to him during lunch, asked him for help with their homework, and invited him to parties. But Paul preferred to talk to Lucy. The summer holiday was approaching, and Lucy's mother had plans for her. "You should go on the school excursion this summer," she said. "It will be good for you to spend time with the kids from school." Lucy said no, but then Paul Miller changed her mind. "I don't usually like school excursions," Paul said, "but they're going to Greenland this summer." "Let's go, Lucy. It will be an incredible experience."
"Well, I don't know," said Lucy. "I really don't want to go."
"I won't go if you don't go," said Paul. Lucy was embarrassed, and she didn't know what to say.
"Well, maybe. I'll think about it," she said.
Lucy thought about it the entire day. Then she completed the application form for the trip. It was the 5th of July, and the students were at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport, waiting to get their boarding cards and seats on the plane. Helena Holbrook, a popular girl with long red hair, was next to Paul. She wanted to sit next to him on the plane, but Paul asked for a seat next to Lucy. Helena gave Lucy an angry look.
"Why does he like Spooky Lucy?" she said quietly to a friend.
On the plane, Lucy and Paul sat in front of Mr. Jones and Mrs. Gordon, the geography teachers. The plane flew north across the Canadian frontier. Lucy looked out of the window at the green hills far below.
The roads and rivers were now just thin lines, and the lakes shone like silver. There were television screens above the seats, and they showed a documentary about Greenland. Lucy and Paul were watching two polar bears on the screen when Mrs. Gordon touched Lucy's shoulder. "Look out of the window," she said. They looked out at a beautiful sunset. There was a red line across the sky, and the sun, now low in the sky, was shining on the Atlantic Ocean. Suddenly, they saw a strange cloud. It was very bright, and it illuminated the evening sky. "That's a noctilucent cloud," said Mrs. Gordon.
"A what?" asked Paul.
"A noctilucent cloud," replied Mrs. Gordon. "It's a new type of cloud, and it appears near the Arctic and Antarctic. You can only see it at sunset."
"Why is it so bright?" asked Lucy.
"It's made of ice, so it reflects the light and looks very bright," explained Mrs. Gordon. "A few years ago, these clouds didn't exist. But now, the climate is changing, and many unusual things are happening in this part of the world." Lucy watched the cloud until it disappeared. Then she closed her eyes and fell asleep. 2 hours later, Paul woke her. They were landing in Greenland.